Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with Darren Hubbard, a runner who takes part in athletics competitions. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Our next guest is the runner Darren Hubbard. Darren, the year started badly for you.
It did. In the February competition, I was running in my normal events, the 200, 400 and 800 metre races. I'd done quite badly in the first race, though I wasn't last. But the problems really began with the 800 metres. During the race, I was injured, and it took me quite a while to recover.
When did things start to get better?
In the summer, really. I was disappointed because I hadn't got into the British team, but then I was offered a contract with a Japanese company that makes running shoes. The money meant I could stop work. I'd only been working part-time in a shop, but, as you know, this can make things quite difficult for athletes. I accepted the contract immediately.
Has it taken long to get fit again?
No, not long, because I now do some different exercises as part of my training. For example, we've introduced swimming and weight training into my programme. I've had the same trainer since I started running, and I still train for 5 hours a day as before, but, of course, I don't have to fit that in around work anymore.
So you're confident about the next competition then?
Yes. I don't have any plans to retire. I've been in other races since February and I've already proved that I'm fit. But the next competition is important to me. I'm hoping to get married soon and the prize money would be very useful to pay for the celebrations. In fact, it will be very difficult without it.
Which races are you in?
On day one, I start with the 800 metres, and the following day there's the 400 metres. That's the race I'm most confident about. I'll finish with the 200 metres on day three.
And what are you hoping the future will bring?
I'm aiming to get faster at the distances I run. That's one thing. And although I don't want to be really famous, I mean, I don't want the newspapers writing about me all the time, I would like to get to the point where I walk down the street and everybody says, "There's Darren!" Yes, I'd quite like that.
Well, good luck with that, Darren, and thank you for joining us.
Now listen again.
Our next guest is the runner Darren Hubbard. Darren, the year started badly for you.
It did. In the February competition, I was running in my normal events, the 200, 400 and 800 metre races. I'd done quite badly in the first race, though I wasn't last. But the problems really began with the 800 metres. During the race, I was injured, and it took me quite a while to recover.
When did things start to get better?
In the summer, really. I was disappointed because I hadn't got into the British team. But then I was offered a contract with a Japanese company that makes running shoes. The money meant I could stop work. I'd only been working part-time in a shop, but, as you know, this can make things quite difficult for athletes. I accepted the contract immediately.
Has it taken long to get fit again?
No, not long, because I now do some different exercises as part of my training. For example, We've introduced swimming and weight training into my programme. I've had the same trainer since I started running, and I still train for 5 hours a day as before, but of course, I don't have to fit that in around work anymore.
So you're confident about the next competition then?
Yes. I don't have any plans to retire. I've been in other races since February and I've already proved that I'm fit. But the next competition is important to me. I'm hoping to get married soon and the prize money would be very useful to pay for the celebrations. In fact, it will be very difficult without it.
Which races are you in?
On day one, I start with the 800 metres, and the following day there's the 400 metres. That's the race I'm most confident about. I'll finish with the 200 metres on day three.
And what are you hoping the future will bring?
I'm aiming to get faster at the distances I run. That's one thing. And although I don't want to be really famous, I mean, I don't want the newspapers writing about me all the time, I would like to get to the point where I walk down the street and everybody says, "There's Darren!" Yes, I'd quite like that.
Well, good luck with that, Darren, and thank you for joining us.
That is the end of part 2.